At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Pat Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
As usual, pretty slow news day. Not much going on. But Keith says there's breaking news right now.
Yeah, we do have.
The big story right now is...
We got two women, including one American, have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for pioneering work on genome editing.
That's fantastic.
Big news of the day.
Big news. Okay. And have they... So does that mean that they've decided on the Nobel Peace Prize winner as well?
You know, I think, let's see here.
Because if it's Trump, I think that would be a big story, actually.
Probably be big news, yeah. Let's see. It's going to be announced on Friday.
Friday.
This is like written in European. Friday, 9 October at 11, what is CET? 11.
It's not Central Time, because that would be CT or CST or CDT.
Yeah. CET.
CET.
I don't know. What that is.
But... I mean, it's like BCE is before Common Era.
Oh, no, yes.
CE is Common Era. Is it Common Era time? Is that what this is?
It's Common Era time.
Common Era time.
Yeah, so at 11 o'clock Common Era time on Friday, 9 October, we're going to know who wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Seriously.
Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
Oh, I'm being told it's don't ruin it.
What is it?
He's ruining it for us. Central European time?
Oh, well, that kind of makes sense.
We don't want to know real answers, Rob.
Plus, who cares about... They actually have a European time? Why don't they just go by our time?
Right.
Shouldn't the rest of the world just go by what time it is here?
Yeah.
They should. They should.
You could learn a thing or two, Europe. Pay attention.
You could. We'll get you people on track eventually. I mean, it's why we left that stupid continent in the first place.
Thank you.
Am I right?
When are we getting rid of the daylight saving time thing, though?
Oh, I want to so badly.
Seriously.
Except what they're talking about is, let's stop switching. We'll just always be on daylight time. No, just always be on standard time. There's no reason for that anymore. We're not an agrarian society anymore. I don't know if, has anybody noticed that? Anyone? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller?
But think about that. Florida wants to get off of it, and Congress is just sitting on that bill.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Boy, we could do this all day.
Yes, we could.
Talk about time zones and stuff. Riveting.
And I'll tell you another thing. The BCE thing pisses me off because they just wanted to remove Christ from the reckoning of time.
Yep.
I'm sorry. We still reckon it from that time. We just don't admit it now. So before Common Era, what was that? It's where... Christ was born.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's still the mark that we use.
Yeah. The first time I was exposed to that was an art history class. Don't judge. I needed the credits at the University of Nebraska. And I'm like, what the hell is...
Were they doing that back then?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, that was 25 years ago.
Jeez.
And I'm like, why are they adding an E on this? Yeah, it was...
Weird.
Good times.
All right, so the Lakers went up 3-1 on the Miami Heat last night, and it was actually witnessed by 7 people on television.
7 people tuned in?
Right, yeah.
Wow,
I think
congrats.
That tripled their audience from the game before, which is great. I love this. And so we get this tweet from Mini AOC.
Oh, yeah, the little girl.
Remember her? Yes. We haven't played her in a long time, but she looks like AOC, and she does an AOC impersonation. She tweeted out, the NBA finally achieved equality.
Okay.
They have the same ratings as the WNBA. That's an awesome tweet.
Yeah. And by the way, we got, I know you don't need me to tell you this, but I got one alert on my phone last night that said, like, there was a WNBA champion, like, crowned last night, I think.
Really?
Or, the Seattle Storm. Congratulations to
Woo!
The...
Woo!
little storm.
Okay, good.
The one sport that was not affected by the ban on crowds at their games. It was just standard fare, man.
It's so great.
Yeah. So,
will they ever get the clue that nobody likes their, nobody cares about their sport, nobody watches their sport? That's why they're completely subsidized by the NBA, which now, by the way, is going to have a difficult time subsidizing even themselves.
Oh, that could trickle down to the WNBA's existence.
Yeah, it could. Hmm. Yep. All right. So we had some anti-Trump protesters. Are these? This is interesting.
Oh, is this the bark?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, this
They're
is
barking
this is,
like dogs.
Yeah, this is good stuff. Watch this. This is how the left protests in 2020. They bark at you. That's it. I mean, that's, there it is.
They are animals, so that's pretty appropriate.
It works out nicely.
Freaking animals. I mean, that's just,
but they're wearing a mask.
Lunacy.
Seriously, there's no substance.
Oh, my.
It's just bark in your face.
Good tactic. That helped, right? That helped. That furthered humanity. That got us a little further down the road.
Well, somebody clicked on that video, an undecided voter, and said, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, I love that. That's great. Who are they for?
I'm going on that side.
Biden? Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too now, because that was really profound.
Right. Is it too soon to vote in my state?
In some states, it is.
I'm ready.
Man, I can understand your eagerness. Ooh-wee. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, Biden at his town hall with Lester Holt.
Yeah.
This was from Monday night.
Yeah.
And he's just making his usual sense.
This is a montage of his greatest hits from that.
Good.
210,000 people have died.
Pause it for a second. Again with the numbers.
I'm telling you, why didn't Trump just start peppering him with numbers at the debate?
That's what he's got to do. 10 million. I mean, 10,000. What? Yeah, what? Start this over, because it's incredible to me that every time, and it's not an exaggeration, every time he's hit with a number, whether he's reading it or it's coming from his, from the top of his head, he gets it wrong. Here it is.
210,000 people have died. If you put this mask on between now and January, it'll save 100. He said, it's more important than a virus.
Wow.
Than a vaccine. You know, people have had COVID. Wow. I hope you, I'd be wonderful if you didn't. And I learned how to
pause it again. Name COVID. I hope you know people who've had COVID. I hope you have it. I hope I get it. I hope that you... That is bizarre. If you don't see the disintegration of this man right before our eyes, and yet he's up by 16 points in some polls. Wake up! All right, let's see this.
I'd be wonderful if you didn't, and I learned how to fight. I got a nickname. They call me Shoe Leather. I was little, but they could beat me up, and I hurt them in the process.
What?
They called him Shoe Leather.
Shoe leather. Because he could fight, but they beat him up in the process. But he hurt him in the process?
He'd hurt.
What does that have to do with Shoe Leather?
It sounds like you need the nickname Spaz or something.
And I learned how to fight. I got a nickname. They call me Shoe Leather. I was little, but they could beat me up, and I hurt them in the process.
Was it Corn Pop that hurt you? Was it Corn Pop that beat you up? Because
don't mess with Shoe Leather.
Unbelievable. Wow. And then what about the hairy legs? Why didn't we hear that
By the
story?
Way, you know, I sit on the stand.
Uh-huh.
And it get hot. I got hairy legs.
Ugh. Yeah.
That turn. Blonde in the sun.
In the sun.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down.
You're gross.
So it was straight and then watch the hair.
No, you let them do that?
Again.
I'm sorry, you let them?
They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
And
I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Of course you have. We understand that. Yeah, we've seen that multiple times. All right. Well, there's a little something from Shoe Leather.
But think of, from Trump's perspective at these debates, he needs to figure out ways to not only get Joe Biden to discuss numbers, but facts that would make him look bad if he doesn't screw them up. Like, what year did you start working in Washington, D.C.? Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, I started back in... and if he just...
He'd have no idea.
But if he throws out 1975, or whatever year it was, it was right around there, right?
72, I think.
72. But, yeah. See, who's counting? Not me, because I'm bad at math, and I would obviously be a prime example of someone screwing up like this. But he's either going to screw up the number when he responds, or he's going to look like, oh my gosh, this
he's
guy's
been there a long
part
time.
Of the problem since Nixon was around.
No wonder he's disintegrating mind-wise now, because he's been there for 50 years almost. Jeez. Also, tonight is the big vice presidential debate. I'm actually kind of psyched about it, because I think Mike Pence is going to do a good job against Kamala Harris.
Hope so.
It is one of the most conservative people who was in Congress when he was there against the most liberal legislator in Congress, well, in the Senate. So it's going to be a battle of clear ideologies. I mean, you've never had a more clear line of delineation here than Mike Pence and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, with the plexiglass in between.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. So I did not realize, until you just said this, that Kamala Harris had the most liberal voting record in the Senate.
Last year.
And remember, in 2008, you had the third most liberal Senate voting record in Barack Obama and the most liberal Senate voting record, Joe Biden. So now you've got,
and now you've got
Biden and Harris.
Another super liberal. And everybody's calling them the moderate ticket. Come on. It doesn't, that's, there's no such thing really in the Democrat Party anymore.
You're right.
As moderate. And she was, she has a more liberal voting record than Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who I believe were second and third. Incredible. God. It's really incredible.
That is.
Keystone Pig tweets out about the debate tonight. I wish someone would ask Kamala Harris if she still thinks Joe Biden's a racist. And if not, why she called him one. And if so, why'd you agree to be his VP?
Huh. That better be asked.
I hope so. That would be awesome. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama is inserting herself into this race. This is agonizing. Let's start with the first one, which is just her.
Okay.
Lecturing about how bad, and be prepared to stop because there's a lot to deal with here. But this is how bad Donald Trump is, according to
the
Michelle
worst
Obama.
Part is it didn't have to be like this.
No.
Look around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So many other countries aren't experiencing this level of extended suffering and uncertainty. These countries were hit by the same viruses we were.
Same one.
They had the same kind of resources to contain it as we did.
Mm-hmm.
But what they didn't have to contend with
was
this president.
Dun, dun, dun.
A man who had every resource at
every
his disposal.
Every resource. And he didn't use
the
any of them.
The finest medical experts.
Finest.
Our best intelligence.
Best intelligence.
And yet ignored all the advice.
All of
and
it.
And failed to produce a plan to provide enough tests.
No plan.
For worried families.
Pause it.
Or protect.
We're testing more than any other country on Earth. In fact, I think we've tested more than all the rest of the countries combined. That's how much testing we've done. We're testing something like 3 million people a day right now. A day! What do you want here? And by the way, since when has it been the President of the United States' responsibility to provide masks for hospitals? Don't they do their own planning? Isn't that a hospital administrator's job? I mean, it's a president. Is he supposed to call every hospital in the country before a pandemic comes up and say, hey, how you guys, how you fitted for PPEs? You doing okay? You have everything you need? All right. What do I need to send you? Do I need to send you masks, ventilators? What? What do you need? That's up to the people in their own jurisdictions to take care of those things. When did this become a federal government job? You know how big the government has to be in order to take care of every single need that arises in this country? Wow. All right. Go ahead.
Families or protective equipment for our healthcare workers.
Yeah.
A man who knew how deadly this virus is, but who lied to us.
Lied.
And told us it would just disappear.
Yeah.
Who, in the greatest crisis of our lifetimes, doubled down on division and resentment. railed against measures that could have mitigated the damage.
Yeah, but could have mitigated.
Continues to hold massive events without requiring masks or social distancing, knowingly exposing his own supporters.
Why won't he be more of a dictator? Why won't he tell you what you should do every step of the way? Why won't he demand that you wear a mask and not leave your house? Come on. Why is he allowing us freedom? Why? Don't you hate him for that? Wouldn't it be great if he told us we can't leave our house and even in your home you must wear a mask? I don't want you to kiss your wife on bare lips. Both of you must be wearing a mask every time you do it. So that's what we need. That's what we need is an authoritarian dictator. Why isn't he doing that? Oh, come on, this guy. All right, let's hear more of her wonderful thoughts.
Or social distancing. Mm-hmm. Knowingly exposing his own supporters to a dangerous virus.
Oh, man.
Today, more Americans have died from this virus
than
died in the wars in Iraq,
Afghanistan,
Vietnam and Korea combined.
Combined, yeah.
Take
combined.
All those lives bravely sacrificed and double it. That is roughly
powerful,
the scale
Michelle.
Of this tragedy.
That's
cares.
Roughly
and
powerful.
Our commander-in-chief, sadly, has been missing in action.
Wow, hasn't he?
Oh,
ever.
I see
his
what she did
willful
there.
Mismanagement of the COVID
willful.
Crisis is just one example.
That's one.
Of
Tell
his
us
negligence.
A few more, because there's a lot.
When wildfires rage
fires.
Out west, he says nothing for
yeah,
weeks.
He said nothing. Nothing.
When Americans of all backgrounds. Peacefully protest
peacefully
racism
protest.
And police
yeah.
violence.
Yeah, peacefully.
He disparages them.
All right, let's pause that for a second. So, wildfires. What do you want him to say about the wildfires? These fires are hot. That I can tell you now. You're not hot. My wife is very hot. I'm hot. But you know, and I know, that you are not hot. But remember, only you can prevent forest fires. That's what he should say, I guess. I don't know. What are you going to say about the wildfires in California, Oregon, Washington?
They're bad.
I don't like wildfires. They should not be burning. Hey, how about you guys, and he has said, why don't you do a little something about your forest management? Why don't you do something about the underbrush so that when you have a fire, it doesn't burn like this and burn everything else down around it? How about that? Then I also love Americans peacefully protesting racism. Now who's ignoring the real problem? Hey, Puddin', did you notice at all that there were also some riots and looting? Did you notice that? And that people were killed in these peaceful protests? And did you also notice that you and your stupid-ass husband have said nothing to stop it? Nothing. Except encouragement. Did you also notice that you said nothing about the 50 or so police officers who have been killed so far this year? Many of them since March. Not a word. Not a word out of you and your wonderful husband. All right, let's see the rest of this.
For our country, he calls them suckers and losers.
Oh, my gosh!
Publicly mocks Gold Star families and prisoners of war. All this from
someone who,
as a wealthy, connected young man, avoided military service.
All right, pause it again. This is unbelievable. Now the lie of the century, once again. Just keep repeating it, you irresponsible dolt. Without an ounce of evidence, not an ounce, let alone proof. Just keep telling people the lie that has been debunked by everyone who was actually with him. Anybody who actually has firsthand knowledge has said, no, that didn't happen. Absolutely did not happen. And they keep using it. They keep saying it over and over and over. Then she breaks out that he avoided military service. I'm sorry, remind me again, where did your worthless Marxist husband serve? Oh, that's right, in the Chum gang. That's where he served. Yeah. While listening to Franz Fanon and hanging out with the Chicanos, structural feminists, Marxist professors. That's right. Yeah, that's right. He was way too busy becoming a Marxist-Leninist to join the military, right? And just to familiarize anybody who doesn't know the wonderful works of Franz Fanon, his works are big in the field of post-colonial studies, critical theory, and Marxism. And he's a big Marxist. So it's just Barack Obama learning about Marxism. That's what he was doing the whole time. He could have been in the military. This is just despicable. Play the side-by-side thing with her and, and what was going on in the peaceful protests.
They're stoking fears about black and brown Americans, mm-hmm. lying about how minorities will destroy the suburbs.
Right.
Whipping up
which
violence
and intimidation.
Which they threatened
to do!
And they're pinning it all on what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful movement racial solidarity.
Right, look at
this. It's true.
It's
research
true.
Backs it up. Only a tiny fraction
tiny
of demonstrations
fraction. Tiny
have
fraction.
Had any violence at all.
Tiny.
So what the president is doing is once again patently false. It's morally wrong. And yes, it is racist. But that
it's
doesn't
racist.
Mean it won't work.
Wow.
This is a difficult time, a confusing time.
Yeah, you think?
And when people hear these lies and crazy
she's
conspiracies
pathetic,
repeated over and over and over again, they don't know what to
Blazing.
Think.
Look at this peaceful.
With
look at the peacefulness of this.
Lives,
peaceful
so
looting.
Peaceful.
Time to fact check falsehoods.
Look at the tiny fraction of businesses being
and
destroyed.
Even reasonable people might get scared. And one thing this
look
president
that.
Is
There's
really,
no problem
really
here.
Good at. Is using fear and confusion and spreading lies to win.
Oh, she is hideous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
hideous.
I love it. She's willing to fact check for us because we don't have time, she says. We're too busy mm-hmm. to fact check and see that he's lying to us.
Right. So you just tell us everything we need to believe. Okay. Yeah, I believe your fact check. My gosh. I guess it is a tiny fraction when you consider every single business in the United States and the ones that they've destroyed so far. And by the way, they have threatened. How many times have they threatened? They're coming. And they've come out to the suburbs.
Yeah.
And wreaked havoc in the suburbs. Why do you think the mayor of Chicago had police officers stationed on her street? Because they were coming after her, and she didn't like it then.
But she kind of, she totally changed the narrative. She said that they're saying that black and brown people are coming out to the suburbs. No, we're saying BLM and Antifa.
Right.
And it's all colors coming out to the suburbs.
Right.
So don't try to even change it like that either. It's, yeah, and there's absolutely, there's footage from neighborhoods in suburbs of
destruction.
Antifa, BLM
yeah.
marching down the road and causing
graffitiing,
trouble.
Destroying property. So far, I don't think they've dragged anybody out of their home yet, but wow.
Oh,
it's not much of a stretch to think that's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've gotten very, very close to that.
Yes. They have. They've gotten close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And after the election, if Trump wins, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, it's
you're either
going to
have a more enraged mob.
Right.
Or you're going to have an empowered mob. Either way, the future
yeah.
looks great.
It does, doesn't it? Yep, it does. All right, let me take 60 seconds. Tell you something good that can happen to you. You could stop losing your hair. Now, and if you are losing your hair, you can go to your doctor, try to get a hair loss treatment prescription from him, then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke, trying to avoid going bald. Or you could try Keeps from the comfort and privacy of your own living room. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment, but Keeps offers the generic versions, so they cost you about half the price. And you'll also love the fact that it's all online. So just go online, answer a few questions, post a few pictures of your hair, and then a licensed doctor reviews all your information, and he'll recommend the right hair loss treatment for you, and then they'll ship it directly to your door. So don't make the unnecessary and expensive trips to the doctor and the drugstore when you can do it all at home. Go to Keeps.com, KEEPS.com/Pat. Get 50% off your first order. In addition to them being the generic versions, they're also going to slice 50% off that price. So Keeps.com/Pat. About 90% of men experience a stoppage of hair loss, and then 67, 68% actually experience hair regrowth. Give it a try. Keeps.com/Pat.
Pat Gray Unleashed.
Frightening story. A teen was arrested at school for brandishing a machine gun. No, hold it. Wait. I guess I read that wrong. It was just a handgun. Oh, I'm sorry. It was a machete. This teenager at school arrested. I guess it was just a butcher knife. So.
Okay.
No, wait. It was way worse than any of that.
Is there a problem?
He wasn't wearing a mask, so they arrested him at school. 16-year-old boy with a naked face.
Naked face. There we go.
Naked face problem.
You gotta cover up.
Man. The lawyer for the family of the 16-year-old boy refusing to wear a mask at a Central Florida high school called the incident government abuse of a teen suffering from panic attacks. The Winter Springs High School sophomore, whose name was redacted, was arrested after refusing to wear a mask and abide by other school rules, which violated a probation order that required him to maintain good behavior. Jose Rivas, the family's attorney, said the teenager's prior record didn't justify what he viewed as uncalled for action. Should they be arresting a 16-year-old child knowing he already has a medical condition? Yeah, probably not. I'm going to say probably not. Rivas and his law firm called the arrest government abuse. Will be seeking just and fair compensation for the illegal arrest and the harm that this action caused him. He has anxiety disorder, so you can imagine if you've got that and you're demanded, and it's demanded that you wear a mask, that's going to mess you up a little bit. Should you be arrested for not wearing a mask? We've got the same problem that we had with the woman who was watching her son at the football game. Not wearing a mask, they arrested her, made a big scene in front of everybody in the stands, cuffed her, took her down to the station. They did the same thing to this kid at school, 16 years old. These are not laws that are being broken. They're executive orders from mayors and governors. How long are we going to have to put up with this? Wow.
Well, as somebody pointed out on Twitter, when they get a vaccine...
It all keeps going. But you'll be able to have the vaccine and the mask at that point.
Well, those of us that aren't going to wear a mask, we should be punished, they were saying.
Yes.
By not being able to get a vaccine. Oh, yeah, you're not going to wear a mask? Well, then
you don't get the vaccine!
Oh no.
Shoot. Really? All right.
Well, then... We have lost our minds. As a society.
Yeah.
We have a... Do you want to play the funeral in Britain here, or do you want to save that for later?
Oh, yeah, this would be a good place to do that.
So set the scene here. It's a funeral, social distance. You're sitting 6 feet apart from all the other grievers in your family.
So obviously they only allowed a few people to come.
Right. So you've got right in the front center, you've got the lady whose husband, her lifetime partner, is in the casket there, and her sons... are
socially distanced away from her.
6 feet apart. And then they think, you know what? I'm going to go and console mom because she's crying here at the death of her husband. Roll that bean footage.
Privilege to have been asked to conduct our service today to celebrate.
Right in the middle of the service.
Yep.
He comes over, puts his arm around her. So does the other brother.
I therefore offer you all a very warm welcome as we unite.
Oh, this guy's like, I can do this too.
You were told to get back to where you were. I would have jammed that chair
right
up his rectal cavity.
Uh-huh. So far that you would have been pulling the chair out of his mouth?
Yes. Well, yeah, I wouldn't have touched the chair because at that point it's... Yeah.
I think heat of the moment, I'm going for the full dramatic effect. I'm going to take the chair right through it.
Right in the middle of the surface. He doesn't care.
We have lost our humanity, man.
That's crazy. Are you kidding me? the two brothers are probably around their mom without masks every day.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, because you're in the funeral home during a service, they can't be next to each other.
And I agree with that justification that they're always around her. But I don't care. It's
it doesn't
a
matter,
funeral,
yeah.
man.
I know.
Back off.
Ludicrous.
We...
Jeez.
Right? The society,
we
got to stop. You got to, you know what the problem there, the bigger issue there is they didn't make a big scene. I know it was a funeral and everything, but you got to stand up to this thuggery.
Pat Gray, the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome. Thanks for being here. 888-900-3393. Got some tweets at Pat Unleashed. Devin Crossley tweets, rock skipping will get a larger audience watching than the WNBA and NBA combined.
Probably already has.
Yeah. Seattle, they're a dynasty.
Are
this
they
is
now?
Like their this is like their third or fourth championship in a row.
You're a big WNBA
wow.
fan?
Oh, you can't drag me away from the WNBA.
Right. Drag your way, period.
You're the one. You're the one responsible for watching that? Okay.
Yes.
Carl Smith tweets, concerning those barking protesters, aren't those protesters practicing species appropriation?
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah, you don't mean barking without permission from canine,
from dogs?
Yeah, Canine International Corporation.
PETA, whoever PETA? Controls
oh,
that.
PETA.
I don't
PETA,
know.
Yeah.
You're right. Wow, is that bizarre?
They're animals. You're
that
right.
It was just agonizing.
Yep, just a bunch of animals. Lucha Libertarian, maybe we should call him Shoe Leather, speaking of Biden, because he's always putting his foot in his mouth.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Old Shoe Leather, a new nickname for Lunchbox Joe.
Love it. DMXDM tweets, not one person on earth wants to hear about Joe Biden's leg hair while eating breakfast. You sure?
Yeah, we could do it again.
Yeah, we could. So I used to.
By the way, I sit on the stand. And it gets hot. I got hairy legs.
How does he tell this story and get away with it?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. It's so creepy and so weird. And if Donald Trump had told the story, they'd still be talking about it today.
I know about roaches.
Uh-huh. I know. You
what
know
are
about
talking
roaches.
Talking about?
Wait, what does that even have to do with what you were just... Did you have roaches in the hair on your legs?
I think
is that what it is?
It's a racist term, if I'm
I
not mistaken.
I think so, too.
I think it's a racist term for black kids. I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure.
I think so, too.
Can't be. Yeah. That can't be.
Don't make me
when
Urban Dictionary.
When you say you can't be, that means that it's very possible.
That's exactly right.
I think it is.
From Keystone Pig, could someone remind Michelle Obama that it was her husband that exhausted the emergency supply of masks? Yeah, and didn't replace them, by the way. Swank think, no, Michelle, what other countries didn't have to contend with is wildly overzealous requirements to label someone as a positive case. Yeah, and get money for it. You know, they get more money for all the positive cases and all the deaths that were, let's face it, many of them were caused by something else. Many of them. 6% of the people that have died in this country from COVID-19 had only COVID-19.
Right. It was all underlying causes.
6%.
That doesn't mean, I mean, they had COVID-19.
Right, it doesn't mean the other 94% would have been fine.
Right.
But it was a contributing factor, and many of them wouldn't have died.
Correct.
Nathan Krause tweets, if Biden is up by so much, how come he needs Michelle to beg and plead for votes?
No kidding. But she's begging and pleading to, what, a kindergarten class? Who's she talking to?
She sounds like she's speaking to kindergartners. Yeah.
And that's another, I don't know, they're spending $6 million on Texas, ads in Texas now. I don't like that.
Yeah.
They think Texas is in play.
It shows they think it's in play.
I know.
We'll see. Gretchen Whitmer is Cruella DeVille tweets, that mashup of Michelle speaking and the rioting is lit.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I guess we have another one, right?
James Woods posted one last night as well.
We'll do that later on.
Really
coming
good.
Up. But for now, it is, of course, we can't play the music because we've been flagged
darn.
For that
you
from
mean
YouTube.
So, no, we can't play the elephant walk? We can't even talk over it or anything? I mean,
right, yeah, right, Here's Jeffy Here's Jeffy with.
By the way, roaches. Sorry. Definitely racist.
Is it?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
That's weird.
Racist
that
slur.
That is weird. Yep.
Sorry, but Jeffy
rest
with...
Chewing the fat.
Chewing the fat, sorry.
Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yes.
We saw the news yesterday, 65 years of age.
Yeah, keep talking this. Over yeah, this, but this is...
passed away at 65.
A little example of... Now, Eddie... I don't think Eddie Van Halen invented tapping on the guitar, but he perfected it.
He perfected it, absolutely. And his son posted, yesterday on the Instagram that he can't believe he was having to type this, and it was, very sad. And
really
my
sad.
My heart is broken. I love you so much. It was a long battle with cancer. They discovered he had lung cancer.
Do you know he had it? I didn't know.
He'd been struggling with it for a long time, but he'd been fighting it, and then it moved, obviously, to, his brain and other organs. And I guess they were saying that he was flying... Or, maybe he could have been swimming back to Germany, back and forth to Germany
for the last five years
for treatment. Does Germany have something that we don't,
They probably have an experimental treatment that he couldn't get here.
Now, he was a smoker for a bunch of years.
Forever. I mean, he smoked while he was playing the guitar.
Yeah. But he believed.
But that's not what did it.
No, it's not.
It was the metal pick. That's what did it.
You stole his thunder.
Right. No, that's what did it, though, was the metal pick that he held in his mouth for years.
Forget the fact that I smoked 5 packs a day, every day, for my entire life.
Right.
That metal pick, I'm pretty sure.
That's what gave me throat cancer. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem, buddy.
That's sad, though, that we lost him.
I mean, that's Mellencamp, too, right? Mellencamp's the same way. He's had like 80,000 heart attacks, and he says he still smokes, and he goes, well, I don't drink.
Okay. All right.
No problem, John.
He doesn't have a metal pick, though, does he? Mellencamp?
I don't know.
I hope
he hasn't. I just saw the last few interviews I've seen from him, he hasn't mentioned the metal pick. So
somebody get a hold of Meg Ryan and tell her to tell John... not to use the
I don't know if they're still together.
Metal pick.
I was about to say, I didn't even know they were ever together.
Yeah, they were for a while, but
I
don't know
are.
If they...
I think they are.
I think they're on the outs now.
Oh, really?
Let me Google this.
Speaking of dying, though, we did get news yesterday, and this is, I don't know, good or bad, depending on your persuasion. Keith Olbermann announced yesterday that he is leaving ESPN for a third time. This time it's good terms. This time it's good terms. He went on to announce that he's going to turn his attention to a new series on YouTube.
If a tree falls in the forest.
Called Worst Person in the World.
Oh.
And which he's going to discuss the 2020 elections.
Can you imagine how agonizing that would be to watch? Can you imagine?
Just.
My gosh.
Do you mean how good it's going to be?
No, I don't. I don't mean that.
Wait, how do we get to watch this awesome show?
Where is it? On YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube series called The Worst Person in the World. So maybe he's talking about himself.
I was going to say, it's like an autobiography.
I don't know. And he left it with a little joke. You didn't think I was going to sit this election out, did you?
Well, we didn't know you were a part of it.
To be honest, I didn't even realize you were still on ESPN.
Right, exactly.
I didn't either. I was going to say that. I had no idea he was on.
I mean, he was relegated to radio broadcasts. And
overnight.
Whatever,
six in the morning or something. I don't know.
And there is good news coming, though, that racial inequality has been solved.
Oh.
Right?
Okay, we can go home now.
Remember way back in June when Dreyer denounced the Eskimo pie as derogatory? And they vowed to change it. They've changed it this week.
What is it?
In the name of racial equality. They're committed, Pat, to being part of the solution.
Good.
So after more than 100 years... of Eskimo pie, and after months of discussion, they met, they had meetings, they all didn't know what to do with themselves, they probably had Zoom meetings up the yin yang. The company decided that they're going to name after one of the founders, Joseph Eadie. They're going to call it Eadie's Pie. So,
my gosh.
You can see by the cover of the original Eskimo pie, this is like one of their old sales tins that they had cut out at stores, how racist that is. Enjoy an Eskimo pie. And then my favorite is, if this is probably worth a lot of money now, that would be worth some money too, is back in the 50s you could get an Eskimo boy rag doll. for 50 cents and a box top.
Whoa.
So that'd be kind of cool to have, actually. It'd be really cool to have. But, I mean, only if you're a racist.
And so,
well,
yeah.
Only if you're a racist.
And so they went with Edie's Pie? That's what it's called.
After months of meetings and discussions,
did they pay a consulting firm to come up with?
It wouldn't surprise me.
How else would they come up with something right. so good?
Thank you.
You don't just come up with Edie's Pie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, you can't. You can't. It's too good.
Thank you. So. You can't. It just doesn't exist. One of the things that I want to hear in the Mercury Studios mm-hmm. is. I want a skeleton of a T-Rex. I want to. I should start a GoFundMe, but Glenn can just foot the bill. Christie's is selling one of their T-Rex skeletons, Stan, and it's up for auction.
Oh, cool!
In the middle of the month, 67 million years old.
It's the most complete T-Rex they've yeah. ever discovered.
188 bones they discovered. They may have discovered more if they'd have believed the kid that found it in 87.
Mm.
He found some bones, and they said, ah, yeah, that's a Triceratops in South Dakota. Get out of here. There's a bunch of Triceratops. 5 years later, a group said, wait, that's a T-Rex. That's not a Triceratops. So they sent a big crew back out where he found it, and they found all 188 of the 300 bones. And so you can pick this up. They're looking at somewhere between 6 and 8 million.
Yeah.
And that's only, I mean, that's not moving it. That's not keeping it.
Oh, that's not throwing
but
in
it
shipping?
It would look really, I don't know if FedEx is going to get that for you.
Okay.
It'd look cool out here in the hallway of Mercury Studios,
wouldn't
though.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I'm serious.
That would be so
in between
so
the
great.
Robots.
Be great.
That would be really
I
cool.
I want to walk by that thing in the dark
oh,
at 4
I do. I do. Look, it's only about 40 feet high. It's 13. I don't know how far is it. It's 40 feet high.
I don't know. He's missing a leg though. It's like incomplete. It's not the full set.
And his neck bone is welded together because they said he broke his neck when he was living. They figured he was still alive for a while after he broke his neck.
I'll give you 40 million. I'm not paying full price for that. It's missing parts.
No, it's between 6 and 8.
I'm at 4
So
million.
You're willing to pay 40 for it? Okay. You're not a very good negotiator, Keith.
Joe Biden, man.
40 feet long, 13 feet high. Okay. And that would look real. I mean, it's a perfect place for it right here at the Mercury Studios.
I love it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that would be really cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, before I make a plea for the Pat Gray Bronco Nagurski Award, because I believe that I have a candidate for the Pat Gray Bronco Nagurski Award.
All right.
I want to remind the audience to subscribe to Chewing the Fat. You know what I'm saying? If you
what do you mean?
You're going through your life with your head down.
What's Chewing the Fat? I don't even know what that is.
That's my podcast.
Oh, okay.
Now's the time to pick your chin up. Okay, subscribe to Chewing the Fat.
Oh,
just hello.
It'll make you happy.
Look, it's available wherever podcasts are.
Mm-hmm. You do make me smile when I listen to Chewing the Fat.
So turn that frown upside down.
Okay?
Subscribe to Chewing the Fat.
Write that down.
Well, you know, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you can just pick a platform and subscribe. It's that easy.
Still free for now.
Okay, this is my plea for the Pat Gray Bronco Nagurski Award. Okay, I want it to go to Bob Gibson, who passed away.
Who also died this week.
Yes, he did. At 85 years old, 84. He had
one of the greatest pitchers ever.
Of all time. All right. Sure, we can talk about his records. You know, remember the 17 strikeout performance in game one of the 68 World Series?
Mm-hmm.
Played his entire career for the Cardinals, 59 to 1975. Set all kinds of records. In fact, he had 5 20 win seasons, 2 19 win seasons, and another 18 win seasons. won the MVP and the Cy Young Award in the same year, and he won a couple other Cy Young Awards. As a kid, remember I'm making a plea now, I want him to be the baseball's Bronco Nagurski. As a kid, he had rickets, pneumonia, asthma, hay fever, and a heart problem.
Jeez.
By high school, he starred in baseball, basketball, track and field. In Omaha, Nebraska, by the way, for you, Keith. Mm-hmm. He then played baseball and basketball at Creighton University. Before becoming a Harlem Globetrotter for a year, and then he went to play Major League Baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Jeez.
Wow. He was part of the reason in 1969 that they lowered the mound because the mound was so high, they figured, well, he's pitching too good. It's because of the mound, so they lowered it.
I did not know that.
In 1964, He worked five times in a 14-day span, 40 innings, worth four of them starts. He helped the Cardinals win the National League pennant by one game and beat the Yankees 4-3 in the World Series. He pitched 27 innings in three series games. One of the starts went 8 innings. His second went 10 innings. He won game 5-2. He came back 2 days later and worked a complete game to win the game 7-5 and the series.
Okay? Incredible.
He said before, he admitted, now this may take away a little bit from his Bronco Nagurski Award plea that I have for him, but he admitted that after that last game in that series, his quote was, "I was tired." So, you know, you don't know how good he said that he put, before that series, he put a button on his locker that said, "I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody." He was the guy that was on the mound that nobody, nobody wanted to talk to him while he was pitching. He would just growl at him when he was on the mound.
Uh-huh.
And one more example for the Bronco Nagurski Award. In 67, he was hit by a line drive from Roberto Clemente. He faced three more batters, and then they realized he had a broken leg.
Jeez.
So he missed 52. This is another thing that may take away from the award. He missed 52 days after he broke his leg, came back, pitched the pennant clincher, and then won 3 games in the World Series besides hitting a home run in Game 7.
Incredible.
So he died at 84. Last Friday night in Omaha, Nebraska. So rest in peace. And I just making my plea for Bob Gibson to get the Pat Gray Bronco, the honorary Pat Gray somebody, Bronco Nagurski Award.
You wouldn't think a baseball player would get it, but he...
I know!
He's one who deserves it.
That's what I'm saying.
One of my earliest memories is, I don't know where we were going, but we were listening to the 1968 World Series on the radio.
I remember that series because it's against the Tigers, man. Yeah. The Tigers ended up winning that series.
Broke my heart because I was a big Cardinals fan. Because my dad was. And so... we were, I don't know where we were going, but it was on the radio and I was, I don't know, 7. So,
my grandfather was told me about the series.
I broke down and wept openly. I was actually born. But I just remember thinking every time Bob Gibson pitched, the Cardinals were going to win.
Yeah.
Every
pretty close
time.
That's pretty close to being true.
But it was close.
Right. That was pretty close to being true.
One of his years, he had, I think, the lowest ERA in Major League
history.
Yeah,
I mean,
history.
I could go break down all the
1.1
records. 1.1
ERA or something. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's so funny you mentioned that. I'm reading this paragraph. Had he allowed 13 more earned runs, he'd still own the best single-season ERA since the dead ball era.
Is that amazing?
That season.
The dead ball era.
Pretty good pitcher.
I know. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. And now that's what I said. After he pitched the series, and he admitted to being tired after those games. I mean, it kind of takes away.
It does a little from the award.
Did you mention the 47 consecutive scoreless innings?
47.
No, but I mean,
oh my gosh!
From June 6th to July 25th, he allowed just 2 runs.
Wow. And the lineup on the Cardinals, Lou Brock, Orlando Cepeda, Kurt Flood, the guy who really invented free agency. Amazing. Amazing.
Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze Radio Network. Pat Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome to it. Thanks for being here. 888-900-3393. Also at Pat Unleashed on Twitter.
Although I'll keep my social distance.
Wait. Keep your social distance. The world needs a hug. Find the vaccination. There's no substitute for love. Love yourself and love your friends about. Just another way to remind you to keep your social distance, because this world needs a hug. Just keep that in mind today, if you would.
Thank you.
Bon Jovi and...
Bon Jovi and somebody else. Jennifer. Bon and Jennifer. Bon Jen. It's the Bon Jen music stylings.
I don't care to look it up.
I don't either. I just don't care
some
enough.
Some lady that we should enough. Know, I guess.
But what a horrible, horrible song that was. But it's a good reminder,
thank
you know,
you.
To keep your soul. We also need to remember to wear our masks. I don't know what was on here with Joe Biden, but look at this. Monday night, he was with a group of people and not wearing a mask.
Yeah, so that's last week where he's not wearing a mask. And then there's
standing next to people.
Right
in front. They're not social distance.
Yeah, and they're wearing masks, Joe.
Look at that.
Wear a mask. That's what he tells us.
Mr. I'm going to mandate wearing a mask.
That's right. Where's the Monday night picture? Do we have that one as well? Here it is. Look at that. I mean.
And nobody has a mask. Well, a couple in the background. The Secret Service probably. But these workers don't have one. He doesn't have one. What are you doing?
I mean, at one point there was footage of Jill was with him pulling him back. So that he would.
Did she give him a hug?
Why was she pulling him back? Were there kids nearby that he might approach?
Yeah, probably possible.
Gotta be
keeping away from the 8-year-olds.
Yep.
Then we have Bill de Blasio putting a mask on. This is kind of weird stuff.
This is look at this. What are you doing?
He's showing us the mask.
This is the dumbest thing I think I've ever seen.
Watch me put it on.
I mean, this
I'm
guy
putting it on correctly.
All right.
A salute.
Okay, there we are.
From the communist.
What is...
So bizarre.
Really?
And then he goes to work, or what? What are we...
I guess.
You look like an idiot.
Seriously.
He is an idiot.
Yeah. These people are absolutely ridiculous.
And we see you know, reporters all the time that are on the street. You know, I watched the new Shep show on CNBC.
Oh, is that good?
And, oh, man. Just the news with Shep. But most of the reporters that he throws to are all wearing masks. And they made a big deal out of the one, his White House reporter wasn't wearing a mask when she was reporting, when she was, you know, giving him an update. And she made a point of saying, I'm outside, I'm by myself, and I have my mask right here in my hand that's going to go on when I'm done with my report. And I thought, they all need to do that. Why am I watching these reporters with their masks on? It's just dumb. I mean, I'll even give you, okay, you're going to put it on afterward. No problem.
But don't wear it during.
What are you talking about? You're doing a news report on a national network.
Isn't your camera, your cameraman should be socially distanced.
Right.
So it's just, it's asinine. It's just it's just value signaling.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Virtue
signaling. Not values. Yep. They don't have any values.
That's true.
They don't have any virtue either, but they're trying to signal it.
It's an important distinction we need to make there. No, it's absolutely virtue signaling.
Yeah.
And they're so hypocritical. It's like with everything.
It's symbolic.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Just, this is what you're supposed to be doing, and we're showing you what to do, because you need to be sheep, and you need to be cattle.
I'm here telling you the news today, and I just want you to know we can talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk to you if you're talking through a mask. I'm sorry, you pull it down. I want to be able to hear you.
Well, now we're getting this fabulous tip from the office of Gavin Newsom in California. Pat had Sassy Fontaine.
Okay.
Found this and sent us this.
Okay.
From the office of the governor of California, if you're going out to eat with a member of your household this weekend, don't forget to keep your mask on between bites.
I'm sorry. Please read that again and tell me you're not being serious. Don't forget to keep your mask on
between bites.
Yeah. In between bites. It is all levels of absurdity we have blown right past.
On.
Oh, my gosh.
They've even got,
a
little...
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my
helpful
life.
Helpful
pictorial.
Get you through.
Diner tip one.
That
minimize
is unreal.
The number of times you take your mask off.
Well, that would maximize times you take your mask off.
What
are you talking about?
Right. And plus, I thought we have a scientific update that if you're sitting at the table,
it goes over your top.
Right. That's right.
So that's an update.
Can you imagine taking your mask off, taking a bite, putting your mask back on?
Well, you just
taking it off.
Now,
a bite,
now what
putting it
doing,
back on.
Now they're like, hey, let's see what we can convince these idiots to do now. hey, I know. They're having brainstorming sessions. Let's put out a thing from the governor's office that says, put it on in between bites, and then we're going to go around to restaurants around L.A. and San Francisco and say, we're going to spy on people and see if people are actually doing this stupid stuff. We are in hell.
We can make them do anything we want.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what's happening.
So if you don't want, and what they'll say now is if you don't want to be required to put the mask on in between bites during dinner, mm-hmm. then just take the vaccine. I mean, what else do you want? I mean,
oh, they won't stop with the mask.
No.
They've already sent that signal. No. The vaccine's not going to be enough. You're going to need to couple that.
I know, but that's how they're going to sell it. They're going to say, if you want your life back to normal, if you want your convenience back, then get the vaccine.
Yeah.
And then after everyone gets it, be like, we got to be careful. Let's stick with the mask.
I don't know if we'll have that much of a choice. I think they're just going to mandate it. And I think they'll do that right from the start.
I think so, too.
I just think they're going to mandate
it.
They're
going to have to.
They're going to have to because the vaccine is going to be for, you know, whatever strain, AB.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're going to have to say, well, you get the vaccine and you're still going to have to be a mask because you may be, you know, you may have
it's not 100%
ABABC.
Yeah, and it's not 100% anyway. So between the two, you're going to have the best chance of not getting the virus.
Correct.
It's just you can see the writing on the wall.
Sure can.
It's absolutely coming. They're not going to settle for... Take the vaccine if you want, or you don't have to
And listen, you be thankful that we're letting these restaurants open.
Mm-hmm.
You put
mm-hmm.
that freaking mask on between bites. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boy, this ends well.
Total control. That's what they seek. Total stinking control. I love these idiotic Canadian officials who are doing social distance hugs. They're actually doing the Jon Bon Jovi song.
Yeah.
They're giving social distanced hugs at this little get together.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. That's asinine. Okay.
Seriously?
And by the way, once you touch the mask like that, it's contaminated, stupid.
And those cloth masks, we were told, don't work anyway.
Right.
Let's go back to the restaurant then. You're taking it on and off.
Yeah, you've
and
contaminated
and
it. And where are you putting it when you take it off like she had it off? Now, a lot of people just pull it down under their
just
mouth.
Pull it down, right.
But she took it completely off in that depiction of what you're supposed to do.
Oh, the NFL cracking down. You can say goodbye to Andy Reid's face shield now. That iconic thing. Did they crack down on that? Yeah, him and Frank Reich used the face shields, which I don't know why everybody isn't doing that.
Right?
Well,
and now they can't.
Yeah, no. And
of course not.
And then they're going to have cameras. They're going to be pulling footage from inside the facilities.
You have to keep your footage for 30 days so the NFL can come in and inspect it and make sure you're wearing your mask inside your facility. How crazy is that?
No, thank you.
And it's not because people like John Gruden are not wearing masks, and they're just paying the fine. I don't care. I make $10 million a year.
Exactly.
Fine me. I don't care.
I've already got a money deposit over here for my fines.
He's filling up
a
jar for fines, and he's got like $300,000 in there. Whatever. And he doesn't care. So now they're threatening to take away draft picks or forfeit games.
Forfeit games now.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm sorry. That wasn't the Raiders that had an outbreak. It was the Titans, all right?
That's right.
So then you think, okay, well, let's tell you what. You know, I don't want to wear the mask during the game, so I'll sit up in a booth.
In the booth?
By myself.
In a booth by myself. And just
no, you'll still have to wear the mask. That
right. I mean, we're making announcers. We saw Al Michaels
in
San Francisco or Santa Clara County. They made them wear a mask up. That I would have said, how about no?
Yeah.
Come and arrest me on TV. We're sitting up here. Go ahead.
Santa Clara County officials have compelled us to wear masks during the game. And so
and he's
that
happy
is
about
the story.
It.
I'm Al Michaels. You are?
I don't know who I am.
I think you're Chris Collinsworth, but I want you to enunciate.
I will, Al.
Mm-hmm. You've got it. First of all,
Chris.
That is the dumbest thing.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, Chris is beside himself as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't believe we're doing this. Well, I mean, this is your PC world, man. This this is the place where you praised.
Oh, you were excited.
BLM
you sure were.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is the same
world. Same people insisting that you wear a mask in the broadcast booth, despite the fact that both of you have tested positive, who knows how, I mean negative, so many times. How many times have they tested these two guys to make sure?
Despite the fact they're what?
Over and over again.
Eight stories up?
Right. They're not around anybody. They've tested negative. You know they have. They're only around each other. There's nobody else in the stinking booth, and they still have to wear masks.
They've gone ahead and there's in the booth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, come on now.
Asinine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It just we've gone into a world gone mad.
Yeah. And don't forget the Al and Chris are in Seattle this Sunday night.
So it could be just as bad.
And then it's right back to that exact booth they were just in. In San Francisco, so
good.
And then, then Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Now they didn't have to wear a mask in L.A. though.
Or, let's see,
and they didn't have to. I don't know if Seattle makes them wear the mask.
This
was in Santa Clara, right, where the 49ers play, and that county said, "No, you got to wear a mask in the booth. Everybody's got to wear a mask."
Yeah,
and they did.
Yeah,
have fun, guys.
Yeah. Well, the other day, the president came home from... Was this Monday? Yeah, it was Monday. He came home from Walter Reed Hospital.
Yeah, we're not going to show this, are we?
And he walked up... Yeah, I've got to show how dangerous this is to people so they don't repeat this.
Public service, right?
No, it's public service.
Well,
exactly.
Okay, all right,
he walked up the stairs, got onto his patio, and here's what happened.
This is obviously
here it's going to come. Here we go.
Oh, no!
An incorrect message.
And you see him here, he takes it off, and he's getting ready for his pictures. The flags flank him.
That's what he did!
Right, Caitlin, this is what he did. This is the moment. This is what he produced it for. He wants the image to be, I'm strong.
That's what he wants.
This virus is nothing.
Right.
His tweet today, feeling better than I did 20 years ago. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life.
Yeah, you should let it dominate your life.
This is the image he wants.
There he is. That's the image he wants.
I can barely look at this right now.
The president is on steroids and a drug that fewer than 10 people outside of clinical trials have gotten into the United States to deal with coronavirus. He had a level of treatment.
Come on
and a level
now.
Of care
so look at all the things
Americans
that are wrong here. So many.
Right.
He is the president of the United States.
Right. Obviously, don't forget that, lady.
But what the president is portraying by taking his mask off when he gets back to the Truman balcony to give this grand return to the White House.
He's on a balcony alone.
And as he said, don't let coronavirus control your life. But that is very much still a president who has coronavirus.
Right. Oh, very much still.
It is.
Very much still.
Yes, it is.
He still has coronavirus.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's a leper.
The diagnosis. And, Aaron, today his doctor didn't reveal a lot of information, as he hasn't for the past 2 days, but he did still say that he won't be the
HIPAA laws
until Monday. That's a full
that's what
week
I want to know.
From today.
What happened to HIPAA laws?
That's amazing. So he took off his mask. That's the image he wants you to see.
Yeah.
Of him with a naked face.
Naked face.
And then another thing.
What?
He has access to drugs some other people don't.
So the guy that
unreal.
We give the most important job in the nation to for 4 years.
He gets stuff that you can't have.
Wow.
Now, rather than asking, well, why can't we have it? That's what you should be asking. You're asking, why did he get to have it and I don't?
What
the fact is because we've got all these regulations that prevent you from having it. That's why you can't have it.
Right.
It should be widely available to everybody if you want to take it. And that's what he's done with the law, the right to try.
Right to try.
The right to try law should enable you to have the same drugs that he has, remdesivir or whatever it is they're talking about.
Yeah. There. Well, did you see his niece, Mary, came out and said a couple of things of what a horrible person he is? That his family saw illness as an unforgivable weakness.
Oh, wow.
And they believed in the power of positive thinking.
Oh, no. Did they really?
Yeah. It was horrible. Yeah,
you shouldn't do that.
No.
You shouldn't believe in positive thinking.
No, you should not.
You know what you should do? You should tell everybody you don't have a chance if you get this disease. You should be so fearful of this disease that you stay home at all times.
I know.
At all times.
In this interview, it's even worse, though, Pat.
Okay.
Because she talked about her dad. This is what the family thought of her dad.
Oh, boy.
That
he was a drunk?
His alcoholism
killed him.
Was his fault.
Oh, boy. Why would you think that? Somebody was pouring those drinks down his throat, weren't they? Who poured those drinks down his throat?
I mean, he's a horrible person coming from a horrible family.
That is so typical of you know, well, it's a disease. He just developed a disease.
That's correct. It's not your fault.
That actually put the alcohol in his system somehow. I don't know how. Right. I don't know how he did it, but it's weird. Heaven help us.
They thought.
Literally,
it was his
heaven
fault.
Help us. All right. So the same reporter who is so shocked and appalled that Donald Trump dare remove his mask. How dare he take his mask off on his balcony at the White
House?
He's
pretty upset about that.
When he's completely alone, there's not a soul around him. How dare you? That's the image he wants America to have. Here she is at the White House briefing, wrapping up, and watch what image she wants America to see. There she is in the front row. She gets up, and the first thing she does is remove her mask.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, she walks by how many people?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Three? She walks by three people.
Within the six-foot window.
Oh, they're not. That is hypocrisy.
But is her name Donald Trump? Is her name Donald Trump?
No, her name is not Donald Trump. So we need not hate her.
Yeah, she's exempt from the criticism.
The way we hate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. The way we hate him. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he wants people to be positive. I don't know why he doesn't want us to be afraid. We need to be afraid.
Thank you.
We need to be paralyzed by that fear. Mm-hmm. We need to believe that we're all going to die.
Yeah.
No matter how old you are, no matter whether you have comorbidities or not. You need to be deathly afraid.
Listen,
of
we
this
want America
disease.
To get back to normal when everyone can be safe.
Well, but that's not going to happen because this disease is with us forever. All right, let me take a minute and tell you about.
You say that like it's a joke.
It's not.
It's our life, man.
It's true.
It's the rest of our life.
Yep. Let me take a minute and tell you about ScoreMaster. You know, the average American has 97 points they could add to their credit score, but how? How do you do that? Well, ScoreMaster. ScoreMaster is the new credit science that super boosts your credit score. You know, there's some credit score helping agencies that they can boost your score like 7 points in a year and a half. It's like incredible. Yeah, that doesn't help. It's really weak.
Don't spend all that extra credit in one place.
Right. Right. The average ScoreMaster user raises their credit score 61 points in 20 days or less. So 61 points, that will help your score. Say your credit score is in the high 500s to mid 600s when you buy a car. Well, that'll save you thousands of dollars if you ever just raise your average score or your score, the average 61 points our listeners get. Or if you're applying for a home loan, think of how much you could save with that. If you raise your score just the average 61 points our listeners get, that's about $100,000 over the life of your home loan. ScoreMaster puts you in control of your finances, not the banks. You enroll in just minutes, and they'll show you how many plus points they can add to your credit score. Visit ScoreMaster.com/Pat. ScoreMaster.com/Pat.
Pat Gray, Unleashed. The Blaze Radio Network. Pat Gray is here on the Blaze Radio Network.
So Jeffy was just wondering, who wrote that tremendous Bon Jovi song? And I said, well, John Bon Jovi did. That's who wrote it. No way.
That's
no
too
way,
good for that.
It's too good. It's too good for Bon Jovi to have written it. I'm like, no, he's a genius, this guy.
But he did.
And he did,
he
right?
He did write the song. He wrote the song. He was inspired after his wife had posted a picture of him washing dishes at his restaurant, Red Bank in New Jersey.
Okay. All right.
The pay
so
if
he does
you
his
can
own dishes at the restaurant.
Well,
does
it's
he?
A pay if you can. If
he doesn't
if
have a dishwasher there, so John Bon Jovi is down there doing the
There's
dishes after everybody. Yeah, right. Right. You're right.
There's a pandemic.
Of course.
So he wrote the song and he was inspired by that. And then he said,
yeah.
You know what needs to happen? You know, I'm so inspired that it's been 14 years since Jennifer Nettles and I have collaborated.
I was just saying that the other day. How long's it been since John Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles collaborated on a great song?
And 14 years.
What better time to reconnect with someone than during a global pandemic.
Thank you. So they, as long as you're keeping
So, you know, it's a little inside backstory of,
okay.
Of no, that's good.
Washing
dishes.
Do what you can from John Bon
Jovi. Do what you can.
Thank goodness he and Jennifer got together.
Right.
And
and
created this. I'll keep my social distance. What this world needs is a hug.
Until we listen find that bass drum. Listen to that.
There's no substitute for love.
Wait a minute. Till we find the vaccination, there's no substitute for
love.
So when the vaccine gets here, that will substitute?
Yeah, then love. Yes.
That's a good substitute for love. We don't need to love anymore once the vaccine gets
love
here. That'll be a relief.
Love is over.
That's a relief.
Love yourself and love your family. Love your neighbor and your friend.
Yeah.
Just a friend you ain't met.
Yeah. I like Jennifer's voice, though.
She's not bad. Bon Jovi, I don't know what he's trying to do there. That's really bad. Anytime you meet a stranger, he's just a friend you ain't met. Yeah. So bad.
So bad.
It's so awful. All right, we got some tweets here. Scotty Sweatman tweets, "It's as if Bon Jovi didn't even write the song." They just read a public service announcement and put it to music in the background. So horrible. Redeem Marie C. I prefer Pat's scatting 235% over the Bon Jovi "Wear Your Mask" dribble.
Well, you're getting it.
Spunky Trucker. You can't call it a pandemic when the most vulnerable people who get infected have a 94.6% of survival. Pumpkin, sweetie pudding. Latter-day Film Guy tweets, "Remember when the backyard yoga ladies were the dumbest thing on the internet? Yeah. Good times.
That's
good
true.
Times.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the 94%, though, really, that's got to be less than that now, right? Because if you believe what the WHO said, the one in 10.
Roger Daltrey said it was 10% of the population.
Yeah, I think it was Townsend, actually. But
was it Peter Townsend?
0.0013%.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. All right. Well, we've got more coming up. Because this world needs a hug.
Pat Gray returns on the Blaze Radio Network.
You know what I was just thinking? I was thinking, man, it's been too long since John Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles gotten together.
14 years.
To sing. Oh, has it been 14 years? I knew it was too long.
Yeah.
But that's way too long. Am I right? Who's with me on that? Because the last song that they did together 14 years ago was really
great.
Something.
It was like
great.
A number one hit.
It was
on
it
the
like,
country
it was,
charts.
It,
yeah.
Yes, it was like a number one. In fact, I think it was a number one hit on the country chart. And it was called, it was that song.
Who says you can't go home?
That's what it was called.
Yes.
I was just going to wait to see if you knew. And sure enough, you knew.
Sure enough, you did.
So let the story open. Thank God.
Thank you. Woo, I'm glad the internet connection works.
Because, man,
right?
they're back together and sounding. Although I'll keep my social distance, but this room needs a hug. Really good. Really, really good. Got some tweets here. Sir Jeffus of Spoons tweets. The California diner tip proves they are sitting around thinking of new ways to make people look like compliant morons.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what they're doing. You're being mocked, people.
Yeah. John C. Garcia, no plates or silverware needed. We put your meal in a feed bag so we could all be safe and compliant.
Mm-hmm. You say that like that's a bad thing.
Dishwashers will rejoice over that. So it's a good thing.
I'm a fan it's of a good thing. I just strap that feed bag up.
Yeah. Why not? Amy, what's her face? We now know the one thing in Trump's life that isn't the best. His niece.
His niece. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how in his life she is.
No, she is not.
I think she's been a problem for a while.
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got this from Julian. Azerbaijan has released a military music video featuring their soldiers playing guitars in front of APCs and other military hardware.
You think this is better than John Bon Jovi? That's what we need to decide right here.
So far, it is.
No kidding. Yeah.
I don't know what he's saying.
He's talking about keeping your social distance.
And he's pretty intense, man. This is their military. Whatever he's saying, man, it's important. Ready to rock out?
Yeah. It's actually pretty good.
I mean, we already are.
Tell me that's not better than the Bon Jovi song.
Oh,
it absolutely is.
Wait, still? Listen.
I mean, she's no Jennifer Nettles.
I really need to know what they're saying.
Okay, the mix is not great.
Uh-huh. I know.
They need a better mixer.
And then they're out the desert. She's got this thing with her hand that she keeps doing. I don't know what that is.
Oh, here's the hook. Here comes the hook, baby.
That's good stuff.
And then,
right
and then
there.
They killed it. They killed it at the hook.
That's good stuff.
I don't know
right
why
there.
She keeps. She's got like a superpower. She keeps throwing her hand at the camera. What was that?
Maybe she thought there was going to be a special effect there, and they ran out of money on the video. Couldn't do it.
They forgot to add it or something.
Yeah. We don't have the cash
for
the
already out of money. Wrap it up.
We're going to do the laser coming out of her hand.
Wait. No, you got to add the laser. I'm going to look an idiot.
Do it.
I'm
going to
look
it.
Stupid.
Don't have the cash.
No, you look fine.
Wow.
All right. 888-933-93. Stanford professor, I think this is the same one who's been trying to add some legitimacy and some sanity to the discussion about what's going on with our freedoms and how we should handle the whole COVID situation. He is now saying that to effectively deal with COVID-19 and completely rid it from our society, in order to do that, we would have to destroy society itself. Now, that might be a price that's too high to eliminate the disease. That's what he's saying anyway. Jay Bhattacharya recently made that grim pronouncement during a virtual roundtable with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, several other public health experts. He said over the last few months, he has been an outspoken critic of many of the ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and mitigation measures, speculating on the possibility of getting to zero COVID, a scenario he said may not even be technically feasible. The cost would be so high, it's just not worth it. He said, we know that we're going to have to destroy our society in order to get it. We'll have to get rid of all our freedoms. We'll have to make sure that very few people interact with each other. That's easy, right? Just keep everybody away from everybody else, including families. And you just put everybody in isolation.
What if you're at a funeral or something and your lifelong spouse is being laid to rest and the kids that you shared with him want
try to come over and console you?
Comfort you?
No, you got to stop that. You got to put a stop to that.
I mean,
you can't do that?
No,
there's
you can't
no exception for even funerals or something?
No exceptions.
Like, wait.
Look at
privilege to have been asked to conduct our service today to celebrate
Mom.
The life of
I'm sorry.
Alan
puts his arm around her, so does the other brother,
I offer you
son.
A very warm welcome as we unite in love.
Look. Safety in numbers.
Friendship.
He's emboldened. Nope.
Uh-oh, he's chastised. Uh-oh. And then the two
funeral,
brothers.
The funeral director is now tickled. I would say no to that.
Yeah.
No to the funeral director?
How about no? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about I stick this chair leg up your...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've explored that. We've explored that.
Yeah, we did explore that.
Up the rectum, right? Is that where you were going with that?
Rectum. Yeah. Darn near killed him.
I would say it didn't matter what orifice.
Yeah.
A chair,
it's going to get shoved somewhere.
A chair leg is going somewhere.
Precisely.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he picked it up like he was going to do it.
I know.
But then instead, he just complied.
Don't comply.
Resistance is futile. We will all be assimilated by COVID-19.
Not by a funeral director, though.
That's crazy.
I mean, he better come armed.
How pissed would you be? And
oh my
gosh. He interrupted the service in order to do it. I absolutely would go out of my mind.
Would you square up on him, Jeffy, if he walked?
Yes.
If he walked,
there
up
would
on
be some serious squaring up going on.
Ah, absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. But instead, we're all compliant. Oh, I don't want to make a scene. I'm just, it's a funeral.
It's my father's funeral.
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet about it. I'm going to sit down over here away from my mom.
Take your bougie behind.
Yeah.
Back over there.
Mr. Funeral Director, do you know what this chair tastes like?
Huh? Yeah.
You're about to.
Would you like to find out?
Yeah, we're about to have a service for you. real soon.
Are you threatening his life?
Yeah, but the good news is, since you're the funeral director, you'll get an employee discount on your service.
You'll be good.
I wonder if they do. Yeah, I bet they do.
Yeah. Huh.
So that works out well.
Yeah, if you're a funeral director, give us a call, 888-900-3393. Do you get, and you're not there to verify, because you're gone, but is there something in your contract where you get
it says you get the, you know, you get the employee discount.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What do you think that is? About 50%?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll hear. Dr. Fauci action figures are now available.
Nice.
Yeah. And they're available with and without a face mask. They're only $20. They're cheap at like twice the price. And that would be...
Yeah. That's worth 20.
That's a small price to pay for St. Fauci of DCC.
Yeah, probably made in a sweatshop factory down the street from the medical laboratory that Fauci funded for us.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, but it does have a removable mask. Why would you remove the mask? That's unsafe.
Yeah, well,
that's
in between bites, right? You know, if you're going to have a... Oh, my gosh.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
I want one.
Yeah.
I want one.
I mean, it would be fun to have and just... Stick it right there next to the pumpkin. Yeah. That'd be fun.
No.
No. You don't think so?
No, that's gross.
All right.
Fauci.
I think people would love it. I think they'd love our Fauci.
I'd love it for 5 minutes until I sold it on eBay.
Also, a little reminder, before Democrats decided to destroy our society, do you remember this back in, I don't know, February, March-ish? It was early on, but it wasn't January. They were all telling us, don't even worry about this stuff.
Yeah, this video posted on April 1st, and these are Democrats are giving Trump a hard time for how he's handled everything.
Oh, he's been terrible.
Well, let's see how they handled it then, shall we?
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low,
and our city preparedness is high.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful. Safe and come join us.
There is no concern at this time for coronavirus in our region.
The Department of Sanitation is ready for Mardi Gras 2020.
The facts are reassuring.
We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities we always do as New Yorkers. We are a hardy people.
Americans do not need to panic. What I would suggest, however, is that Americans take this as a wake-up call for seasonal flu.
There's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like a common cold or flu.
So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, out, enjoy life,
and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
Right.
If you had to, would you close down the borders?
No.
We need to be honest about the American people. With the American people about the fact that we can't keep people coming here from China.
And transmission is not that easy. I think there's been a misperception that coronavirus hangs in the air waiting to catch you. No, it takes direct person-to-person contact.
We also know that if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Right, right. Because this is New York and you're...
Like, you know, 7 million or so, 200,000 dead, that kind of thing. You know, if it was easy to transmit. That is unreal.
They want you to believe it hangs in the air. Yeah, that's what they've said.
How soon we forget.
How dare they then tell Trump
that he handled this
so poorly he did nothing.
And that's exactly what happened. Long about the time the last of those clips was playing. Somebody in the Democratic Party national office was like, whoa, it's an election year. We can turn this around. We can make this about Trump. This is Trump's fault.
And that's exactly what they've done. It's exactly what they've done. That is despicable. And Nancy Pelosi said, come to Chinatown. Join us. This is great. Come on in. The water's fine. There's nothing to worry about here. Wow. Why don't people play this for her? Why don't they throw this in her face? Where's the Republican Party? You know, playing defense or going on offense, maybe for a change.
What these people were saying was based on what President Trump was saying, which was a lie. They learned that what President Trump was saying was a lie, and now they had to turn it around.
Oh, I see.
Duh.
Oh.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
You take the 18 and then you add the 7 and add more three more and you got your 30 minute.
Thank you. Wait.
Wow.
Just that simple.
First of all,
you know, I just want to go on record.
Please do.
This is Coca-Cola Zero mini cans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Are not.
Why are you drinking such a teeny
can?
Yeah,
we were wondering.
There's a shortage here in DFW of Coca-Cola Zero.
And really?
I can't find. I mean, seriously? Sam's Club have been out of the cases. And so I knew the trickle down was coming. So, you know, you go, you find the farther away you go from Sam's. So Kroger's had some. Mm-hmm. Of the 20 packs and some 12 packs, but now they're gone.
Oh no!
At Kroger,
all it was left was the minis, the 10 pack of minis.
Your hand.
So the other day, I bought the 10 pack of minis.
You bought them all.
I hoarded the 8 2-liter bottles that were left and the 2 1-liter bottles that were left.
Oh no!
Did you really?
I emptied them.
You bought everything they had.
And I walked by the coolers up front. Uh-huh. To see if there were any of the 16 to 24 ounce bottles in the coolers, and there weren't. No, I would have cleaned those up.
Well, look, down here for like the last like 4 or 5 weeks, there's been some bottles of Daniel. Bring in. I thought of you because I knew you were struggling with your caffeine hit.
Seriously?
There. So I said, Daniel, grab these.
Yeah, that's not Coca-Cola Zero.
Okay,
though.
So are you gonna have the Sprite, or does it have to be Coke? Dr. Pepper good enough for you?
I mean,
that may be flat.
Oh, that's not Coke Zero, though.
Yes, this is.
Oh, see, that's I was looking Coke. Out for you. Thanks.
Dr.
Okay.
Pepper on Sprite. Were you looking out for me?
Yeah,
were you?
Totally. Yeah. Like when you mentioned this morning,
thanks.
I thought, hey, now we have a purpose for something that's been sitting down here in the common area for the last month and a half.
I mean, sure, I'll take them home.
Yeah, and this is probably flat. It's probably
plus they've all been opened.
Yeah,
so they've been flat for weeks.
Only the best for you, Jeffy.
Thank you.
Nice.
We love you.
I don't think the Dr. Pepper's been opened
so much.
Why is there a run on Coke Zero?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
I think the zero sugar comes from China. So
okay.
Ooh.
So
I mean, so but that's a serious issue. I mean, that's the third worldification of America happening right before our eyes.
Well, remember a couple months, maybe even longer than that, but a few months ago, they talked about a possible shortage because of the cans. You know, they had a tin can shortage.
Really?
A shortage on the cans. Yeah, because none of the states that recycle, and even the states that do, weren't recycling like they normally do.
They're not tin, though. They're aluminum, aren't they?
Well, whatever they're made out of. Yeah, okay.
You drink out of it. Aluminum cans is a pretty new concept.
You drink out of whatever you want to drink out of, my friend.
You can't expect him to know
okay?
that cans are made from aluminum, all right?
You know, back in the day, when my grandfather drank beverages like that, the can was a little tougher to crush because it was made out of tin. Then the aluminum came around, and it wasn't so hard.
How about the glass bottles?
All I know is these Coca-Cola minis, tin.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, they look tin. They really do look stronger.
Do you remember those machines that had the glass bottles in them and stuff? I miss seeing those.
I do,
but
too.
Anyway, there was a shortage in all those states, like Michigan. They didn't want anybody to recycle, and they make you pay a deposit.
So no more drives
from losing money.
New York to Michigan to recycle for the 10 cents or 15 or whatever it was.
And so they were busy. You know, there's a struggle for that. I don't know. And I really don't know any other reason than that.
First, it was toilet paper.
Yeah.
Then it was Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
And now it's Coke Zero. This is no longer America.
This will not stand.
This is no longer the United States of America.
If I go in these stores and there's no Coke Zero,
what's going to happen? There's going to be a problem. Really? For you. Because you're going to walk out of the store empty-handed. That's going to be the problem.
I'll tell you
just be sure to wear your mask, though.
Yeah, it's a problem for you because you're not getting Coke Zero.
There is going to be a problem, my friends.
You've just sent fear into the hearts of every grocer in this area. Oh, no.
Good.
Jeffy won't be pleased.
Good.
Go find some Coke Zero. Really big bottles of Coke Zero.
They'll be singing a different tune.
I love this story. COVID-19 nasal swab test.
Oh, gosh.
Have you had these yet? I just had one over the weekend.
Oh, good. Nice. How did it go?
They jam it so far back.
Yeah.
And then they swish it around, kind of twist it and turn it.
Oh,
and then rip it out of there.
Gag you?
I actually didn't gag. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to gag.
So it wasn't the machine like we've had in the past?
I would not do a machine. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, no.
I want to just
And that's the swab is the 15-minute one?
Yeah.
Right? Well,
yeah.
Okay.
So you had a human dig around in your nose for you?
Human dig in my nose. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
And then 20, it was not exactly 15 minutes, probably 25. But,
oh, wow.
Still, came back negative, okay. So that was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Negative.
But this COVID-19 test went a little wrong. It punctured a woman's brain lining, causing fluid to leak from her nose and putting her at risk of life-threatening infection.
I know, but she had other stuff. It wasn't.
What do you mean she had other stuff?
She had a brain?
Wrong with her.
She's in her 40s. She had an undiagnosed rare condition, and the test she received may have been carried out improperly.
May have been.
A sequence of improbable events that means the risk from nasal tests remains very low. No, oh, okay.
Yeah, it may have been. I mean, she had some lining brain thing issue.
They still jammed it clear back to her brain.
Dear God, help me.
You should not be jamming this thing into your brain.
I don't know what's worse. Spiders or sticking something up your nose. This is...
It's not as bad as that.
I'm going to vote spiders.
You think spiders are worse? Spiders. What about a spider up your nose? I can't even say
her case does show healthcare professionals they should take care to follow testing protocols closely.
You think?
Yeah.
So you're saying don't pierce the brain.
Don't just randomly slam it into her nose. So it goes onto her brain. That might not be a good idea. I'm just saying.
But if you have a brain thing.
But hold on.
Mm-hmm. If you have some
a brain. In other words, if you have a brain,
if you have a brain,
right? If you have a brain,
aren't you supposed to? Shouldn't you say something?
You have a brain.
Like, you should say, "Hey, I have a brain thing. Is this going to be safe?"
Thing.
Yeah, I think they should know. They should know.
Gah! So did she test positive? I want to know.
Let's see. The woman had gone for a nasal test ahead of...
Yeah, she said it was clear liquid. It was brain stuff coming out of her.
Hernia surgery. Afterwards, noticed clear fluid coming out of the side of her nose.
Why did I highlight that? Why?
She developed a headache, vomiting, neck stiffness, and aversion to light, and was transferred to a hospital.
Yeah. But good news, you don't have the COVID.
Most testing protocols... call for clinicians to follow the path of the floor of the nose, which lies above the roof of the mouth, rather than pointing the swab up.
Right.
Okay. although this was likely a very rare occurrence, it is a reminder of need for high-quality training, given that hundreds of millions more tests will be performed.
Yeah, so don't grab somebody off the street, give them minimum wage, and say, hey, do some COVID tests over here.
Why? Why again? Oh, that's right, because you could jam it into somebody's brain, even if you are a trained professional.
Sorry you didn't tell me you had a brain thing. Sorry.
Jeffy downplaying the brain piercing. I mean, why?
He downplays everything.
Right, but it's like...
Stop.
Idiot.
You know, people have brains, right? It's a thing.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, and there is a lining there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Are you able to relate?
There is a lot of things, but she had an issue with it.
What was the thing or issue with it, Mr. Healthcare Professional?
She had,
quote, a thing
I read the story
issue.
A week or so ago on Chewing the Fat, and I was disappointed because...
A thing or issue?
She had a thing.
I expected that it was some mad clinician out there ramming things into people's noses, but no. It wasn't.
It was a thing or issue.
She had a brain thing.
Thing or issue.
Wow. Well, you know, I think something explains all of this
that we
put up with Jeffy every single time he's on. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, scientists have struggled to figure out why some people are able to shake off the virus with mild or non-existent symptoms, while others have their symptoms ravaged or even die from it. Now, a new study suggests that the reason may lie in our genes.
Yeah.
Okay. Researchers in Germany published a study this week in Nature that links a strand of DNA which is found on the third chromosome and is a relic from the Neanderthal ancestors to severe cases of COVID-19.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
This is why you cannot get COVID-19.
I hope that's true.
Quite clearly.
I hope that's true, my friend.
You got the Neanderthal DNA.
I hope that's
DNA.
True. I'm all for it. Apparently, they had the Neanderthals without doing a little business with some regular people. And so you got to be careful. The Neanderthal gene is still out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you got to be careful because if you get it, it's going to be severe.
People with this gene, the Neanderthal gene, they are 3 times more likely to need artificial ventilation if they're infected by the coronavirus. Wow. Around 2% of people of Asian and European descent have Neanderthal ancestors. Studies indicate that modern humans interbred with Neanderthals and Denisovans. Those Denisovans, they were everywhere.
Ooh, hey,
they were out mating.
Is that another Neanderthal?
Yeah, tens of thousands of years ago, that reports CNN. Okay, well, there
that's
you go.
Good. That's a good story.
What were
you
doing? A good place to leave.
What are you doing? Out at the cave with the Neanderthals again? Get back over here.
Seriously.
We've learned a lot today. We've learned a lot. Yeah. If you have a brain thing, make sure you tell your clinician when you're getting a test for COVID.
I think that's only right.
Right. According to Dr. Jeffy, you got to tell him, look, I've got a brain, thing, so be really careful, please, when you jam that into my nose. Don't go all the way to my brain.
You know what?
You
know what? You're welcome.
I mean, some people, like AOC, have a lot of room up there, and there's no risk of shoving it too far up in there.
Right. All right. Well, enjoy the debate tonight.
Oh,
we'll be
back
with,
on the Blaze. On the Blaze.
All the results tomorrow.
Pat Gray, only on the Blaze Radio Network.